Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, September 26, 2013. Joining us in a couple of minutes at our table, we'll get the word on this weekend's Bodark Bash in Commerce from Doug Rohrbach of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. Birthdays today, poet T.S. Eliot, born on this day in 1888. Composer George Gershwin in 1898. Olivia Newton-John is 64 today. Tennis star Serena Williams is 32. In 1957 on this day, Leonard Bernstein's revolutionary West Side Story debuts on Broadway, later to become a huge hit as a musical film.
Tonight, tonight, it all began tonight. I saw you and the world went away. Tonight, tonight, there's only you tonight.
On this day in 1960, the first of the Kennedy-Nixon debates, the first televised presidential debates in history.
Well, the Vice President and I came to the Congress together, 1946. We both served in the Labor Committee. I've been there now for 14 years, the same period of time that he has. So that our experience in government is comparable.
His experience has been different from mine. Mine has been in the executive branch. His has been in the legislative branch. I would say that the people now have the opportunity to evaluate his as against mine.
In 1969, the story of a very lovely lady and a man named Brady and their three girls and three boys debuted on ABC, The Brady Bunch.
Well, all I hear all day long at school is how great Marcia is at this or how wonderful Marcia did that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
In 1988, America's number one song was either Zen-like wisdom or grind your teeth annoying, depending on your point of view, Bobby McFerrin and Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
On the KETR events calendar, the next tailgating opportunity for A&M Commerce football will be Saturday when the Lions host Midwestern State. Call Alumni Relations at 903-886-5792 if you plan a tailgating event. And be sure to bring your friends, food, and spirit. Kickoff Saturday evening is at 6 p.m. A&M Commerce versus Midwestern State. Again, call Alumni Relations if you plan to tailgate, 903-886-5792. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Doug Rohrbach with the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, you know the Bodark Bash is coming up this Friday and Saturday in Commerce. And I'm thinking this is a pretty busy week for you.
A little busy for me, yes, yes.
Yeah. So this year with the Bodark Bash, from my understanding, pretty much what we have come to know and love in the past. But give us a rundown of some of the events starting with Friday that we can look forward to.
Excellent. Friday starts off bright and early at 7 o'clock in the morning with our 23rd annual golf tournament. That's held out at Sand Hills Country Club. We have a morning and afternoon golf teams. So it's always a fun way to start off the bash. And at 5 o'clock, we gather again downtown for the Commerce Leadership Institute barbecue. For $5, you get a brisket sandwich, a bag of chips, cookie, and a drink. I mean, you can't get that kind of deal anywhere else here in town. So a real good way to start off the bash there.
And I find that event on Friday evening is such a great community event. If there's somebody you'd like to see in Commerce, chances are they will be there at some point. And it's just a great gathering opportunity for people.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You name them, they're going to be down there.
Yeah. Now, you have a parade Saturday morning, is that right?
Parade starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Lineup is at 9 a.m. in the Farmers Market parking lot. Anybody wishing to enter the parade, whether you're walking, I think last 2 years we've had a couple kids walking and juggling at the same time, which is great. I'd probably trip and fall myself, but those guys are really something to see. But floats, businesses, bring your truck down. Come on down and join the parade.
What are some of the musical and entertainment attractions that we can look forward to this weekend?
Music. I'm really looking forward to the music this year. We really took an effort to keep the bands local as much as possible. I think the furthest away we went looking for talent was Sherman. So really nice right up here in Northeast Texas. Keep it local. Hopefully they bring their fans out, bring them here to Commerce, Texas with them. We're going to start off on Friday with our, you know, our favorite Panimation steel drum band. It's a good way to start that barbecue, some nice little background music. And right after them, a new band for the Bodark Bash, the Bodarks, will be performing. So very fitting. Looking forward to them. They take modern music like your 80s, 90s rock and roll, and they put it to a bluegrass sound. Really something special to see there. And then we'll end up Friday night with Backroads Band.
Okay, how about Saturday?
Saturday kicks off with the with our favorite, the Bodark Dixieland Band, Russell Armstrong and his group there. Do a great job for us every year and starting the bash off on Saturday morning. And we got the Blandells. Those are always a favorite. Cross Trails Cowboy Church Band, they'll be out again. But some new folks this year, we got Blue 22s. They'll be our headliner this year. That's a great group. They play everything. Their promoter said they're pretty much a walking jukebox. You name it, they could play it. Their playlist is anything from 80s popular music and 90s popular music to reggae and Texas country. And, man, they sound fantastic.
Doug, you mentioned the group called the Bodarks.
Yes.
Here a moment ago. Where does the idea of the Bodark Bash come from?
Well, the Bodark Bash actually started off as Commerce's centennial celebration. We wanted to have a big town gathering to celebrate 100 years of Commerce.
And this was in what year?
I believe it was 1985.
Okay.
And then 1986, we started with the Bodark Bash. We wanted to keep that party going and make it a nice fall festival here in Commerce.
And, of course, it honors the Bodark tree.
Absolutely.
Which was very important in the history of Commerce and all over Northeast Texas as a source of building materials for homes and other things as well.
Yes. Many old fence posts are still standing. I mean, hundreds of years old or a couple hundred years old. They're still standing out of that Bodark. It's so strong.
Yeah.
The older houses in town, you can see instead of on cinder blocks, they're put on Bodark logs. To hold them up. So real neat there. And then, you know, our streets were actually paved with Bodark wood instead of bricks. They used Bodark bricks.
I believe Dr. Fred Tarpley was the father of the Bodark Bash.
There's always multiple stories going around, but
right.
Yes, Dr. Tarpley is a major proponent of the Bodark Bash.
Any way of saying anything about the economic impact, the number of people who come to town during the weekend?
Yeah, on a good year, I think it was 2 years ago, we had close to 10,000 people at the Bodark Bash. And it was that very same year that our local McDonald's experienced the best sales they had ever seen since they had been opened here. So, you know, it really does. It's not just folks coming downtown. They're spending money at our gas stations, at our restaurants, and even staying in our local hotel.
Well, Doug is going to visit with us from time to time about things going on with the Chamber and with the business community and Commerce and just stop by and say hello from time to time. But
right.
The Bodark Bash is Friday night, or really starting with the golf tournament Friday morning, but continuing throughout Friday night and then all day Saturday and Saturday night.
Absolutely.
All right. Doug Rohrbach, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.